FM HD1 New York and Odyssey Sports Station.
Tommy Lou Gehrig.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Dude, dogs damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. Kevin Stefanski is not the answer for the Giants. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Kevin Stefanski is not the answer for the Giants. I do not want the Giants to hire Kevin Stefanski. Kevin Stefanski gives me Brian Daboll vibes. Kevin Stefanski is Brian Daboll 2.0. Kevin Stefanski had early success in Cleveland, much like Brian Daboll had early success with the Giants. Kevin Stefanski won a Coach of the Year in his first year. He won a playoff game in his first year. Sound familiar? Much like Brian Daboll did. Stefanski's last 2 years in Cleveland were a disaster. He won a combined 8 games. Brian Daboll, outside of his first year with the Giants, was a disaster. Yet Kevin Stefanski, by a lot of Giant fans that I've seen, my fellow Giant fans, seem to be excited at the notion of Kevin Stefanski coaching Jackson Dart and being the head, more importantly, the head coach of the Giants. And I wonder out loud, why Brian Daboll? Because to me, if you look at their resumes, Brian Daboll, Kevin Stefanski, they're essentially the same. Stefanski already won 2 Coach of the Years, but that and $2 will get you a newspaper. What does a Coach of the Year really, really mean? That means nothing. Did they win the Super Bowl either one of those years? The answer is no. Daboll's won a Coach of the Year. They both won 1 playoff game. Brian Daboll is not going to get a head coaching job next year. Brian Daboll is going to be an OC. In fact, I would be stunned if Brian Daboll is ever a head coach in this league again. Yet, Kevin Stefanski gets to go right to the front of the line, along with names like John Harbaugh, Mike McCarthy, two gentlemen that have won a Super Bowl, that have won multiple playoff games, that have big bodies of work, winning double-digit games year in and year out. McCarthy, obviously, in 2 different locations, Green Bay and Dallas. And then, of course, John Harbaugh, that long 18-year run with the Ravens. I can't figure out, for the life of me, why Kevin Stefanski is even mentioned in the same sentence as either one of those guys. Well, we want Kevin Stefanski to shape the career of Jackson Dart. We want to develop Jackson Dart. Let me make this as clear as humanly possible. I believe Jackson Dart is already developed. The development or further development, if you think he needs to be developed, is not what is most important for this team because I think Dart has already developed. What is important for the Giants is wins, culture. The Browns are a losing organization. They are a losing culture. They are a bad franchise and have been for a very, very, very long time. And Kevin Stefanski was a part of that. He had 2 winning seasons in 6 years. So if you want to bring in Kevin Stefanski as the offensive coordinator, great. I'm all for that. But I'm not going to hand the keys to my football team because that's what I'm doing. Everybody is getting hung up on the development of the quarterback. Jackson Dart in his rookie season looked the part. On the field, off the field, Jackson Dart did not look like a rookie. He looked like a seasoned vet, a guy that never panicked, a guy that had a lot of production, especially when the Giants didn't put the training wheels on him like they did against the Patriots and the Vikings. But what Jackson Dart and this team did not have this year was success in the win column. They lost a lot of games. The Giants lost a lot of close games. And that, to me, is all about coaching. So I want to bring in a winner, a guy that can walk in that door. They can be the CEO, the head of the company, and instantly start to win games with the Giants. I don't believe Kevin Stefanski can do that. I think John Harbaugh can do that. I think Mike McCarthy can do that. I don't think Kevin Stefanski can do that. So to me, right now, this is a two-horse race. My guy, the guy I've been campaigning for weeks, if not months, it feels like at this point, Mike McCarthy, a guy that's completely getting disrespected, overlooked, ignored, not by the Giants. The Giants have set up an interview with McCarthy, but by a lot of Giant fans, if not all. Like, I'm searching near and far for another Giant fan, either on this radio station or social media or anywhere, that is campaigning for Mike McCarthy. Yet, as soon as John Harbaugh was fired, we as Giant fans, and I'm not blaming anybody because I understand it with the pedigree and I understand because of where we're at, not just how bad it's been, but also the bright future. Like, if there was no future right now, like if there was no Jackson Dart and things were bleak and things were just grim and they didn't have draft and it was just a mess, just beyond belief. They didn't have the number one overall pick. It looked like they weren't going to get a quarterback. Then there wouldn't be that excitement for a John Harbaugh. But to me, and I think a lot of fans feel this way, even with Joe Shane back, and I'm a Joe Shane supporter, but even those that don't support Joe Shane, there's that feeling of excitement that the Giants are on the cusp of greatness and getting back to the playoffs and relevancy and being a big-time franchise in the NFL. Also, if you look around the league, you see the Patriots, who turned it around completely in 1 year. You look at the Jaguars, who turned it around completely in 1 year. You look at the Bears, that turned it around completely in 1 year. All three of those teams with young quarterbacks. All three of those teams with coaching changes. And it made all the difference. So that's why there's the excitement. It's McCarthy, it's Harbaugh. I have them neck and neck. Now, a lot of people think Harbaugh head and shoulders. I don't see it. Based on their resumes, which are extremely similar, both have over 600 winning percentage in the regular season. Both have won double-digit playoff games. McCarthy is 11, Harbaugh is 13. They've both been to the playoffs 12 times. They both have double-digit win seasons. McCarthy has done it at two separate spots. Harbaugh obviously won. I'm not going to hold that against Harbaugh, but you still have to see it in another. I mean, great coaches can win anywhere, but we still haven't seen it. Same thing with Tomlin. Let me see him do it somewhere else, but I have a 99% confidence level that Harbaugh and or Tomlin, if he gets let go, can have the same, if not more, success in their second stop. And the other part of this, too, with Stefanski, we don't know what the head coaching landscape will look like in a week. There are rumors that LaFleur could be out in Green Bay. I don't like Sean McDermott. I wouldn't touch him. I think he stinks. But he could be gone in Buffalo. Mike Tomlin, I doubt it. But I seriously doubt it. I would be stunned if Mike Tomlin, because, and this is not from me, and this is one of those things that was more of a Pittsburgh thing, but because there's a lot of Steeler fans around here, it has now infiltrated our radio station in terms of us finding out about this. Mike Tomlin is Brian Cashman. Meaning, the Steelers and their organization are very comfortable with what Mike Tomlin brings to the table. And what Tomlin brings is winning every year, over 500 every year. The majority of the time, they're in the playoffs. Their fans can go into the season with excitement, with a level of, hey, we're not going to embarrass ourselves. We're going to be an over 500 team. We're going to be in the playoffs. We're a lunch pail, hard hat team that, if anything, overachieves based on our quarterback play. So why, even if they lose to Houston, why would they get rid of Mike Tomlin? I don't see it. But LaFleur, for sure. McDermott for sure. Sirianni, I think, is a long shot. The only way Sirianni is gone is if they know Harbaugh's coming there. Like, you're not getting rid of Sirianni and then you're hiring a coordinator or Stefanski. I don't buy that happening. So, really, I think Buffalo and Green Bay are your two biggest, hey, those jobs could open up and those coaches that are employed there can become available. So, with Stefanski having the dinner last night with the Giants, and by the way, I'm curious how that goes. Like, obviously, the Giants, they pay. Like, they pay the tab. But if you're Kevin Stefanski and you really want the job, do you reach into the pocket? Do you say, you know what? I got this one. Like, he's going out to dinner, I assume, with Joe Shane and others, upper management. Does at any point Kevin Stefanski say, hey, I'll pay for this? And if you're Kevin Stefanski, do you, like, order more knowing that the Giants are paying for it? Like, what is the etiquette? I got to talk to Tiki about this because Tiki would probably know the deal here. Like, is it, like, a la carte? Is it family style? Like, how does this work when a coach that is interviewing for a job? Because if you're a Stefanski, you have something under your belt as far as, like, you've coached in the league. You have gone to the playoffs. So you have a little bit of clout. So you have a little bit of stroke, and there's this feeling, if you are being taken out to dinner, that the Giants want you. So do you order more? Like, what's the deal? Or is it one of those situations, because I've been out to dinner with people like this before, that because they think they're know-it-alls and big shots. And if they're paying, who am I to say anything? But they order for the table. You know what I mean? No, you'll love it. Trust me. One of these, and then they get like one order of calamari, and then you're stuck with like one. You know what I mean? Because like 12 come to the table, and then it's like 14 people eating. So it's kind of one of those awkward things. And then are you double dipping into the sauce? It's a whole situation. So I wonder out loud. I'm fascinated by how the dinner is. Who pays? What do you order? Do you get dessert? Are there drinks involved? A lot of, you know, is it at a steakhouse? Is it just a quick little, I'm sure it's not fast food or anything like that, or a quick sit down, because it is like an interview before the interview. And then the interview was, of course, today with Stefanski. So Tiki, I'm sure Evan's listening right now, report that to Tiki and get that back to me, please, so I could discuss it on After Hours, because I'm really curious how the dinner goes. But yeah, I would not hire Kevin Stefanski if I were the Giants. I don't want Kevin Stefanski to be the head coach of the Giants. I don't know how to be any more crystal clear than that. I am not willing to bring in a coach. Like, if LaFleur becomes available, I would be more interested in him than Stefanski because he has more regular season success. He has more postseason success. I want a winner. I want this team to win. I can bring in a coordinator to develop Jackson Dart. So, if Stefanski wants to be the coordinator, which I doubt because there's a lot of openings and I'm assuming he's going to get a job, but if he doesn't and you hire my guy McCarthy, if you hire Harbaugh and you want to bring in Kevin Stefanski as the OC, now we're cooking with gas. Now we're on to something here because we have the CEO, we have the head of the table, we have the guy that is running our franchise, whether it's McCarthy, who I want, you know, about, I want both, but McCarthy to me is starting to become sympathetic in a lot of ways because I just totally disagree with the fact that no Giant fan was excited at all for these last couple of weeks. When Dable got fired, to me, I again, alone on an island, excited for the fact that we don't have to go the coordinator route. We shouldn't go the coordinator route. And how lucky are we that a guy that has won a Super Bowl and has had the success that Mike McCarthy has had is sitting right there. We don't have to hope he gets fired. He's right there for the taking. Yet it was like he didn't exist. And as soon as John Harbaugh was fired, Giant fans were having a parade for the idea and thought that Harbaugh would be the next head coach. Which leads me to John Harbaugh, because I think this is interesting. And I thought about it last night, right before I went to bed. And I kind of touched on it last night, but I'll go into more detail about it now, especially since more things have come to light about this. Is the Giants job an attractive job? Yes. Absolutely. On paper, no doubt about it. When you look, first and foremost, the quarterback, and I think the young core of talent, which I have discussed, and a big reason why I think Joe Shane should keep his job, which he has, and why I think Joe Shane has done a good job, a B-plus job here with this team. There is a young nucleus of talent. Wide receiver, Neighbors. Running back room, Scadaboo, Tracy. An offensive line that has totally transformed under the watch of Joe Shane, and this year played as good as any offensive line that we've seen from the Giants in forever. You have a defensive line that on paper, based on talent, should be a heck of a lot better than it was, and I am confident with the right defensive coordinator, they will be outstanding and top five pass rush in this league next year. Burns was terrific. Abdul Carter didn't always show up in the sack stat sheet, but Carter made a big impact this year at times, and I still think he's going to be excellent. Dexter Lawrence, to me, he's not washed. He's checked out. And with the right head coach, with the right system, with the right culture, Dexter Lawrence will be back to being the all-pro, all-world, excellent player that he is. So this, and by the way, the Giants have a top five pick, which you can take a wide receiver, for sure. You could go Reuben Bain out of Miami, who another pass rusher. You could go somebody in the secondary. So you have a top five pick. You have a young franchise quarterback. You have excellent skill position players around him that's growing, that's building. You are strong on both lines. It's a very attractive job. But, and I'm guilty of this sometimes with the teams I root for, you have to take a step back and you have to look around and say, okay, is the Giants job one that is sexy and one that John Harbaugh would be interested in? Yes. Yes. But there are other jobs around the league. So we have to look at first, in no particular order, but I'm just going to say this team first. How about the Titans? Cam Ward, who played a lot better in his rookie season by the second half, and when they fired Callahan, who's a boob and an idiot, didn't even know the idiot as a coach speak, you know what I mean? The fact that the guy didn't know the rules of the NFL, and it was just horrific, and will never get another job as far as a head coach. And they have zero talent outside of Cam Ward for the most part. That's an attractive job. Plus, you get to live in Nashville, which is great. Atlanta. Even if you don't believe in Michael Penix Jr., and you say, all right, they don't have a quarterback, although you could Kirk Cousins at the end of the year, and Kirk Cousins in the right situation can play, but you want a young quarterback, I get that, and if you don't think Penix is the answer, fine. But that roster with London and Bijan Robinson and Kyle Pitts and a good defense, they are close, and a bad division. Atlanta's desirable. The Raiders, they have the number one overall pick. If Mendoza is the next Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, if he's the next great or one of the next great quarterbacks, Drake May, Jackson Dart, Jaden Daniels, Dak Prescott, all the great quarterbacks you want to mention, Stafford, don't want to leave anybody out, although I'm probably sure I did. That's a desirable job. If Buffalo opens up, who wouldn't want to be with Josh Allen? So we have to see the landscape here from the eyes of a non-Giant fan. I know it's tough, and I probably don't want to hear that, but John Harbaugh is going to be like that. And the fact that John Harbaugh is waiting till next week to even start interviewing tells me that we, as Giant fans, value him more than he values us. Now, that doesn't mean, and this is smart by John Harbaugh. I'm not, it's very smart. You have to look at, when you are this coveted as a head coach, and this feels in a lot of ways unprecedented, like just quickly off the top of my dome, I don't remember a coach like this becoming available and the report, like there are teams that have head coaches that are reaching out because they want the services of John Harbaugh. That's just how respected he is around the league, and that's how coveted he is by these teams. And if there are firings after this week, there's going to be a lot more teams hitting up John Harbaugh. So he's already got like 6, 7, 8 suitors. He's going to have double digit probably by a week. So it's smart for Harbaugh to do his due diligence, wait. He has the pick of the litter. So we, as Giant fans, want John Harbaugh more than he wants us. That could change. He could interview, he could meet with Jackson Dart, he could check, because it's not like he's sitting around watching Jackson Dart tape all the time. Like, he's getting to know the Giants, he's getting to know what's going on with their team. Like, his sole focus all year was the Ravens and obviously the Steelers and the teams he's playing in his division and on the schedule. So it's not like he's super duper duper locked in on what's going on here. He will, but he's got a lot of homework to do, and he's got a long decision to make. But right now, and the reports have come out that John Harbaugh is at the top of the Giants' wish list. He should be there with Mike McCarthy. I don't know where McCarthy is. I haven't seen anything as far as where he ranks. You know, I know he's well thought of, I'm sure, I would imagine. I mean, the Giants got an up-close look at McCarthy multiple times a year when he was with Dallas. Harbaugh's got to look around and figure out what's going on. But based on the fact that, because if it was a slam dunk, Harbaugh would interview this weekend and he would be the coach. Don't let him out of the room. That's what I heard. Don't let John Harbaugh out of the room. I got news for you, and I got newsflash for you. And this is going to be a tough pill to swallow. He's leaving the room. He's leaving the room because there's a million job openings out there. And I just laid out there's a lot of good opportunities. A lot. Now, those because I'm not even going to point to the fact that the Giants as a franchise in the last, I don't know, decade have been hideous, because we're talking about teams like the Raiders that is a good landing spot, teams like the Titans that are a good landing spot. Titans had some good success over the last couple of years, especially with Vrabel and Derrick Henry, but it's, you don't view Tennessee in terms of brand value, name value, like you would the Packers or the Cowboys or even like the Giants, like teams that are like, have a rich history. Tennessee's just not that, even though they did have some success. I think they were one seed under Vrabel and beat the Patriots in the playoffs. But you get my drift there. The Raiders, the Browns, these are bad organizations as far as success, but they can be desirable. How does John Harbaugh feel about Shedeur Sanders? Does he think he's great? A lot of people do. Maybe he goes, I'm going to go to Cleveland. I think the Harbaughs even have ties to the Cleveland area. So, I get it. I get the excitement. And it's not even about me now defending Mike McCarthy, because Mike McCarthy, I think, ultimately will be neck and neck in terms of the Giants and their thinking with this. I hope. I certainly hope that. I wouldn't put Kevin Stefanski even in that conversation. I wouldn't. I think he's Brian Daboll 2.0. I think he is being completely overrated. He's an under 500 coach in terms of regular season. He has two Coach of the Year awards. Great. That's great for the mantle. You can put a plaque up in your office that does squad douche for me as a fan. Means absolutely nothing. But Harbaugh and McCarthy are neck and neck in terms of where the Giants are at. But if you take a step back, you take the Giant hat off, and you look at it fairly, there are a lot of great options out there. So it's not about get him here, get him in the room, have him go on a double date with Jackson Dart and his hot blonde girlfriend, and we'll be good. It's just not that simple. It's not. And that is why also you have to prepare yourself here that John Harbaugh might say, I'm good. And in the meantime, Stefanski could go. And then I don't want to hear anybody say, oh, well, how about Mike McCarthy? Because Mike McCarthy's not a consolation prize. Mike McCarthy should be in the same breath as a John Harbaugh. Mike McCarthy has done so much in this league that he should be talked about and respected a hell of a lot more than he is, whether it's by the media, whether it's by fans, whether it's on Twitter. It's ridiculous how he gets. And this is dating back to when he was fired or let go, whatever the heck it was, with Green Bay. And I know Joe and Evan were screaming about it for him to coach the Jets. And the Jets, in their, you know, brilliant hiring process, went with Adam Gase. Think about that. I had a caller last night that put Mike McCarthy in the same breath as the clapper, Jason Garrett, who stinks in both of his jobs, on TV and as a coach. Guy basically single-handedly ruined Daniel Jones. Mike McCarthy, for whatever reason, whether it's because he was in the circus as Dallas, he's got the stench on him, is a guy that is completely and utterly overlooked. Not by me, though. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer, After Hours, Lugie in the late night. Let's go to Dominic in Brooklyn. What's up, Dominic?
Hey, Tommy, I'm a big fan. Congratulations for taking over this show, the late night.
Thank you.
You deserve nothing but the best, brother.
Appreciate it.
I just want to say, I want John Harbaugh. I do feel like you too. I would take McCarthy. The thing is, I think they're going to screw this up like they did with the draft picks.
You know what,
now,
though?
Let me just ask Tommy,
I will. Just give me one second here, because I think your verbiage there, I think, represents a lot of Giant fans, and I want to dissect it. You said, I want John Harbaugh, and I would take Mike McCarthy. So, again, it sounds like McCarthy is more of a consolation prize, and I will point to the resumes again. They are exactly the same. So why is John Harbaugh a want and Mike McCarthy is I'll take him?
I just feel like the Ravens have been more of like a better team for consistency.
I'll try to lead you there, Dom. There is this feeling with Harbaugh where the Ravens, more of a lunch pail, you know, hard hat, blue collar culture, and John Harbaugh more of a, you know, no nonsense kind of guy, and that's the feeling, like he would work more in New York, and Mike McCarthy wouldn't vibe as, even though Mike McCarthy went to Dallas, which is the pressure that you can't even calculate, especially nationally, and he was able to handle that. I mean, the guy won 12 games 3 straight years in the playoffs 3 straight years, so he was able to handle it there. But I think, Dom, that there's a lot of people that they look at Mike McCarthy and they his overall vibe and his overall coaching style as far as being a player coach, and they say, yeah, not going to work here.
You know what, Tom? Either one of them would be worth better than all the crap we've had the last few years.
Oh, well, that goes without saying. Dom, and I'll let you go. I'll get you on here 1 second here. I know you have two questions.
Sorry.
Stefanski, to me, feels like the same crap that we've had over the last couple of years. And he's being 100%. Anointed by people, and you're allowed to do this, but he's being anointed as he's this great genius offensive mind. Then make him a coordinator. As a head coach, he failed and got fired, and there are people out there, Giant fans, that want to hire him for a job that he stunk at.
I don't want him. I definitely don't want him. Well, the other question I want to say is, who I would really love to see as a defensive coordinator, I know we're not going to get Spags, but what about Antonio Pierce?
Love it.
Do you think we got a shot?
Yes, love it.
Pierce, if we have either McCarthy or Harbaugh as coach?
Dom, I love it. Now, let's go back in a little time here. Now, I'm not Evan Roberts. I don't have the audio, but take my word for it. I'm a stand-up guy. My dream staff, and I said this on socials, and I said this also on the air, and I'll say it again in case you missed it. My dream room here for Jackson Dart and this team, Mike McCarthy as the coach, Mike McDaniel, Miami Mike, as the offensive coordinator, and Antonio Pierce as the defensive coordinator. Now, it seems like Miami, a lot of people are speculating they're the mystery team. If Harbaugh wants to go to Miami, which I think is a long shot, other than the weather and it's fun, like I don't know what they bring to the table right now. They're looking for a quarterback. They got some nice pieces, but without a quarterback, it's a tough sell. But if somehow, some way, Mike McDaniel becomes available, OC, McCarthy, head coach, and AP as the DC, because Antonio Pierce is going to get a look here, and we will see if he gets hired as a head coach. I want Antonio Pierce in this building. I want him on this, in this deep, like as a voice, as a leader, as a former Giant. Like Antonio Pierce and guys like Antonio Pierce are so needed in this locker room for leadership to build the culture. I love it. If Antonio Pierce has had more success as a head coach, I'd be all on board for the head coach. I can't take a chance. Maybe Antonio Pierce ends up being a great head coach. He had a little bit of a quick cup of coffee with the Raiders as far as their head coach. Didn't go well. I just can't take any chances, whether it's Pierce, whether it's Stefanski, whether it's a coordinator that hasn't had a lot of, or has zero actually success as a head coach, or even Spags, who had, I understand the Rams were bad when he was there, but so was he as a head coach. I can't go that route. I can't take that risk. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. This is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, after hours here on The Fan. I got you till 2 in the morning. We got plenty of time for your calls on the Giants, their head coaching situation. The Knicks, they get back on track tonight. We'll get into that. Ty Simpson has declared for the NFL draft, so he could be an option for the Jets at number two. We're still waiting on Dante Moore and a decision there, whether he goes back to Oregon or he could transfer, I guess, or he can enter the draft. He would be an option at number two. And I will lay out why the F Trey Young chance by Knick fans needs to be abolished, needs to be banned, because Trey Young has gone from the villain to a hero or potential hero for the Knicks, and we need to be rooting for Trey Young's success as Knicks fans for the rest of the year. I will lay that out for you coming up before I get out of here at 2 a.m. It's Tommy Lugauer, After Hours on the Fan. Next hour, I will explain to you, my fellow Knicks fans, why the F Trey Young chants need to stop. They need to go away, and why we have to support Trey Young for the rest of this season, because he holds the future in the palm of his hands for the Knicks. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call, but it's all about the Giants head coaching search. Giants had dinner last night with Kevin Stefanski. They reportedly met with him today. I don't want Kevin Stefanski as the Giants head coach. I would not hire him. If you want to bring him on as a coordinator, you want him to be his offensive mind in the room, in the building, great. Kevin Stefanski was fired in Cleveland because he was not good at his job. He was not a successful head coach. This team, this brand, this franchise needs a winner. They need to bring a guy in here like Mike McCarthy, like John Harbaugh, that has won and has won consistently. That's what they need. It's more about that than even the development of Jackson Dart. And I say that because I think Jackson Dart is already more developed than the majority of rookies you'll ever see. And that's why I wanted Dart to start. And that's why it was the start Dart movement right out of the gate, because I had an inkling that he was already ready to go. And I was right, because he impressed from the beginning. He never batted an eyelash and had an excellent rookie season and never really once looked like a rookie, other than when they said, we're not going to like put you in harm's way against the Vikings. So I need, and we need, and the Giants need a coach that walks through that door and wins. Stefanski's not that guy. He has not won. He was under 500 in Cleveland and was fired. Brian Daboll has a very similar resume to Stefanski. They both have a playoff win. They both won a coach of the year. Brian Daboll is out there right now. Is anybody interviewing him? Is anybody going to hire him as a head coach? He's going to be an offensive coordinator. Yet Stefanski, we're putting him right at the front of the line for the Giants. It's one thing if we were a team that was just in disarray from the perspective of no young quarterback, no great young core of players that we're building, a number five overall pick. And we were just like, all right, you know what, Stefanski, he was decent. He went to the playoffs a couple times. Let's bring him in. There's way more on the line than that when it comes to the Giants. Jakari is in Paterson, New Jersey. What's up, man?
Hey, Lugie. I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm a Cowboy fan, so I'm always Team McCarthy. But I, for the life of me, I do not understand why Kevin Stefanski is suddenly the answer for the Giants. Like, the guy already failed in Cleveland. He had a stacked roster, elite defenses, top-tier talent. He couldn't build a consistent winner. And every year it's excuses. Injuries, quarterback, mm-hmm. Weather. It's like, it makes no sense. He's supposed to be an offensive guru, right? But his offense is disappearing in big moments. Mm-hmm. He couldn't develop a franchise quarterback, couldn't manage the locker room long-term. And the Browns stayed the Browns under him. Like, occasional flashes they have, but no real progress. And the Giants, they really don't need another safe, recycled coach who peaks early and stalls out. They need a culture change, and not a guy who's already showed his ceiling in a 500 football, first-round exits. And why are the Giants sprinting towards him if Cleveland just released him? He won Coach of the Year twice. Who cares? Right. Ron Rivera won Coach of the Year twice. What does that mean? And he never had a season like Ron Rivera, who went 15-1 in Carolina and got dismissed from his job twice. I seriously think something's wrong with me, because I don't understand for the life of me how Kevin Stefanski, and it's not just the fans, it's every media outlet, they're running towards this guy. I'm confused. Dak Prescott, my quarterback, played his best quarterbacking under McCarthy. It's not McCarthy's fault that Prescott tanked in the playoffs. I'm a miserable Cowboys fan who watched this year after year. I don't understand. What has Kevin Stefanski done? Like, for me being a Cowboy fan, I hope the Giants sign Stefanski. I hope they sign him.
No, I mean, there you go right there, my fellow Giant fans. You have a Cowboy fan there that is pro-Mike McCarthy, and you have a Cowboy fan there that wants the Giants to hire Kevin Stefanski. Now, you brought up a couple things there. We'll go over them one by one. You're right. The excuse-making for Stefanski. Well, ownership, they wanted to get Baker Mayfield out of here. Well, the quarterback situation was bad. Well, this, that, and the other. And that's the same excuse-making people make for McCarthy the other way, meaning, well, he only won because. He only won because of this. And if he had Aaron Rodgers, and he had Dak Prescott, and he had... And then with Stefanski, it's the other direction. It's because Kevin Stefanski fits the mold of what a lot of people in the media and a lot of fans want their head coach to be. This genius offensive guy that's such a genius. Well, you know what he's not a genius at? Winning. And I want to win. It's not a spelling bee. It's not a chess competition. It's football. I want a football coach that knows how to win football games. And there's two of them sitting out there right now. That could be the head coach, and those are the guys that should be at the front of the line. You shouldn't be having dinner with Kevin Stefanski unless you want to bring him in as coordinator, and he's cool with that. But I think if they wanted him as an OC, they're not bringing him to dinner. You know, maybe a movie, but they're not going to a dinner with him. Maybe ice cream. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Tommy, the 5 hours of Lugie makes my week and it makes my year. Thank you for stepping up.
Well, thank you.
I just want to say that I'm glad that the Giants did not dive for treasure at the end of the year. If they had won those last couple games, they would not. If they hadn't won those last couple games, they wouldn't be as appealing of a landing spot for Harbaugh. They would just look like trash. Now you see the momentum coming out of it. So, A, what do you think of diving for treasure? Maybe you've already come up with it, or pearl diving. Maybe a little double entendre there.
You're saying for the phrase to replace tanking, that we're on the quest mission for.
Yeah, it's positive. Diving for treasure is a real thing. Pearl diving, a little more spicy.
I like it, but I don't like it because I think diving, even though it could be the way you're using it, in terms of aquatic, where you're going, you know, underwater, a lot of people, when they hear the word diving, also think you're taking a dive. So it has that sort of negative connotation, Joe, and I appreciate the call. And I disagree with you in terms of the Giants would be more desirable right now if they had the number one overall pick for two reasons. Number one, or no particular order, the first reason is you could use that pick to obtain other first-round picks. For a quarterback needy team with picks like, say, the Jets. The other reason is because, let's say, Harbaugh said, you know what, I don't like Dart, but I do like Mendoza, I'm going there. Because we're going to draft Mendoza and we're trading Dart and we're going to get picks for him. So it gives you two different avenues. So I totally disagree, and that's why I was furious that they won those games. And they should have relaxed in Jackson, like I said. They should have put Russell Wilson in the game. They should have lost out, and they should have the number one overall pick. There's no momentum. It's not going to carry over. Jackson Dart, when he's sitting here in 5 years, hopefully hoisting a Lombardi trophy, he's not going to get interviewed after the game and say, oh, yeah, you know what? That win against the Raiders in Vegas at the end of 25 and Dallas, when Dallas laid their sword down and put Joe Milton in the game in the second half, that's really what propelled this franchise. Not happening. It's not happening. And I'm not part of the problem because the NFL has this situation set up with a you know, if you lose out or if you have the worst record, you get the number one overall pick or you get better draft picks based on losses. There's no lottery. So I'm not part of the problem. I'm part of the solution. Let's go to Teddy in Yonkers. What's up, Teddy?
Yes, sir, Lugie. Let me ask you the question. How much in reality does a coach determine whether or not he fits for that team to win a NFL championship?
What do you mean by that? So,
you're saying that there's two coaches, McCarthy and the guy from Baltimore,
John Harbaugh. Yeah.
What makes them, because they already won a championship, or is there a special quality that they know how to say the right words?
No,
they know how to motivate. They know how to yell.
You're saying how to? What makes a coach in the NFL successful? How does he win games?
Well, not just win games. According to your standards, to win a title.
Well, they both won a Super Bowl, but to me, as important as it is to win a Super Bowl, Teddy, that is obviously the main goal. Right now, the Giants are in a situation where that is a like far-off dream. We're looking to, and it's not a loser mentality, but we're looking to get a guy in here that can win games, get us to the playoffs, and we'll see what Jackson Dart is really made of. That's where Jackson Dart takes over, and if he's the goods, then we really got something. It's more, and I believe he is. So as far as what does it take, it's just a lot of things. It's having the right staff. It's having the right scheme. It's having the right coaching style. And I think that it, for the most part, it translates no matter where you go. Translates. Like a great head coach is going to win really no matter where he lands. Because a great head coach is a great head coach. Now, it's very difficult to win a Super Bowl in multiple spots. To my recollection, no one's ever done it. But there are those that have been to a Super Bowl in one place and then gone to another place and won a Super Bowl or whatever. The opposite, you know, Parcells winning Super Bowls with the Giants, getting to a Super Bowl with New England, Reed in the Super Bowls with Philly, winning Super Bowls with Kansas City. But to me, if you said, "Oh, McCarthy or Harbaugh come here and they coach the team for 6 or 7 years and they get to a Super Bowl and they lose," I know you don't want to lose a Super Bowl. And I understand that the standards overall for the Giants are high, but right now it's about getting there and how exciting that would be. And if it doesn't happen where they can't get over the hump, then you could fire them and you could bring in the guy that gets them over the hump. But right now, they need to be built from the ground up in terms of the coach, not the talent. The talent is there. That's why everybody's screaming, get rid of Joe Shane. No, don't get rid of Joe Shane. There is a lot of guys on this team that you could hang your hat on. They would have went to the playoffs this season, if they had started Jackson Dart in week one and they had either Harbaugh or McCarthy as their coach. This year, they would have went to the playoffs. So you can get there next year, no problem. And as far as the talent, like I said, the reason you don't fire Shane is because we think this is an attractive job, right? And yes, Jackson Dart has a lot to do with that. And Joe Shane okayed the drafting of Jackson Dart. And if you want to give him zero credit, I disagree with that. We can argue the percentage, but he deserves a little bit, if not more than a little bit of credit for okaying it. He's still the GM. And yes, he wanted people to know it was a Brian Daboll pick, but he still did it. He still allowed it. He still okayed it. He's still the guy that hands the piece of paper, and he's still the general manager. It's not personnel with the Giants. It's coaching. If you have the right coaches and the right staff here, this is a winning team. And that's in a lot of cases. Look at what the Bears did this year. Look at what the Patriots did this year. Look at what the Jaguars did this year. Look at what the Chargers have been doing ever since Jim Harbaugh went there. And yet, we want to bring in Kevin Stefanski, who is coming in from a losing... Look, I'm not going to throw the name Adam Gase out there and compare him to Adam Gase. I'm not going to do that. But Adam Gase was a part of a losing franchise, a loser franchise, not overall in their history, but certainly over the last, I don't know, ever since Ace Ventura came out, and that's the Dolphins. He had mild success with the Dolphins. Everybody thought he was, bro, he's the quarterback whisperer. Everybody thought he was this offensive guru, and the Jets liked him more than McCarthy. Does this sound familiar? And he gets a job immediately, even though he failed ultimately as a head coach with the Dolphins. Jets couldn't wait to hire him. And look how that turned out. Now, I think Stefanski would be better than Gase because it's hard to be worse in a second stop. But my point is that when a guy gets let go that did not have a lot of success, I can't for the life of me understand the rush to hire him. Tom Coughlin, you know, did some things with the Jaguars. They got to a championship game. You want to bring up Belichick? Okay, there's always an outlier. So we'll bring him up. There's always an outlier. If Kevin Stefanski is Bill Belichick and he goes and coaches a team and ends up being Bill Belichick, then I'll eat my words from now till eternity. But I think that is beyond unlikely. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Rick in Westchester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you doing, Tommy?
Hey, what's happening?
Congrats on the new gig. I think the reason why Harbaugh's looked at so much better than McCarthy is just because he's been in one spot, as opposed to McCarthy, who's broken up into two spots.
Yeah, so it's the idea that there's a cow, and I think it's Cowboys too, especially. There's not only a stench in the sense that it's a circus, Jerry Jones, but I think, Rick, there's a lot of Giant fans that don't want to admit that, hey, this feels like the Cowboys scraps and we want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, and with Stefanski, I think it makes totally no sense. I mean, everyone wins Coach of the Year. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and
Dable won one.
Of course. And I think Brian Dable, show me the difference between Brian Dable and Kevin Stefanski. Seriously, show me the difference as far as age, as far as the amount of years they coach, as far as being an offensive mind, as far as, he could develop this guy. Bring back Brian Dable as the offensive coordinator where we're at it. Now, that's like kind of getting dumped by your girlfriend, and then she gets married to another guy. She invites you to the wedding, and then you go, which I would not recommend. So I don't think Brian Dable would take the job as the Giants offensive coordinator. But Brian Dable is a great quarterback developer. He's a great offensive mind. He will be a great OC. Same with Stefanski. But not every coordinator is a great head coach. And a lot of people, or the people that I think are pro-Stefanski, are getting hung up on the wrong thing here, which is the development of Dart. It's about winning football games. It's about bringing in a head coach that knows how to win, and then you can bring in the coordinators to help out with Dart. But the head coach has to worry about everything. Something Dable failed at, something Stefanski failed at. 888-808-1019. Like, there's a lot of people that just get so hung up on what makes a great head coach. And they think this guy is going to be a great head coach because of this. It is tough to win in the league as a coach, as a quarterback. If you can show me a guy, a quarterback, a coach that wins, I don't care how it looks. If they win consistently, those are the type of people you want in your organization. Not the guy that you think, maybe he could be a winner. And honestly, I don't want a coordinator here. I've been very clear about that. I need a guy with experience. You could sell me more on a coordinator than you can Stefanski because there's an unknown with a coordinator. We know the deal with Stefanski. We've seen it. It played out 6 years in Cleveland. And people want to talk about the stench of the Cowboys with McCarthy. The Cleveland Browns? Let's hire the coach that the Cleveland Browns fired. That's a great idea. Really, honestly. I don't know why I didn't think of this. I mean, that's brilliant. The guy who got fired by one of the worst franchises in history as far as modern, once they got in the NFL. We're not talking about Jim Brown days. We want that guy. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Brendan's in Mineola. What's up?
Tommy, what's up? I agree with you on most points of this conversation. We need to get John Harbaugh. And the story on that aspect.
But Brendan, I don't know if you missed what I said earlier, and I think this is important too, and I think this is for you and for everybody else out there.
I probably didn't hear.
It's all good. And it was before the break, always a new audience, so we'll reset on that. I understand. And believe me, I have Harbaugh right there. To me, it's neck and neck with McCarthy. I understand the sentiment that you have and a lot of Giant fans have where we need to go get John Harbaugh. What we need to understand, though, is it's not the Giants getting Harbaugh. It's Harbaugh wanting the Giants and understanding that there's a lot of jobs out there and we need to get outside of our bubble and say, okay, yes, the Giants have a lot of things going for them and it is a very attractive job. And I'm sure if John Harbaugh does his due diligence, they will be at the top of his list or near the top of his list. But we can't overlook the fact that there are other jobs out there that are appealing and that John Harbaugh would want. So including Tennessee, including Atlanta, including the Raiders, including if the Buffalo job opens up, if the Green Bay job opens up. So don't let him out of the building. Go get him. We need this guy. You're looking at it, and I understand it, from a perspective of a Giant fan that is desperate for the head coach of your dreams or the current dreams. Because if Tomlin is fired next week, then it's, go get Tomlin. Don't let him leave the room. It's their decision. They have the pick of the litter. This is The Bachelorette, and we're contestants. She picks, not us. We can woo the gal, and we can do the best we can, but ultimately, it's on to John Harbaugh. And the fact that he's waiting to get interviewed by next week, or he's waiting to get these interviews done or start interviewing next week, tells you all you need to know. He's waiting for the landscape, and he's going to see how it goes. Is McDermott out? Is LaFleur out? Is Tomlin out? Is there a crazy surprise we don't see happening? And he has no reason to rush. No reason to rush. So you could scream from the mountaintop. You could bang the table. You could go crazy on Instagram, TikTok, social media, WFAN, all you want. It does not matter, because John Harbaugh does not want the Giants as much as we want him. That could change, but as we sit here right now, John Harbaugh does not want the Giants as much as we want him. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I see you guys here. We'll get to you. Giants, the coaching search, Harbaugh, McCarthy, Stefanski. We'll open up a little basketball coming up in the next hour. The Knicks, they bounce back. And I will, with a win tonight over the Clippers at home, and I will explain why the F. Trey Young chants need to go. They need to be abolished. We need to stop doing that as Knicks fans, because Trey Young holds the future of the Knicks in the palm of his hands, and we have to be rooting for his success. It's After Hours. It's Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan.